and you've had a food-related injury, because there was a minor one in the week. And it's not something I ever do, and here's the thing. Always stick to what you know. That's the thing, Alice, because I was eating spaghetti. And I don't do that thing where you leave... It's already fraught with danger, isn't it, in the hazardous world? But you do that thing where you have the long strand and then take it up. I never, ever, ever do that. Never.
Well,
and I did
it. Around your fork, of course.
Yeah, I do that, but it's just sometimes you do the long strand, and I don't know why. I must have thought I was in some kind of Heinz advert, because it was like that. And it flicked up, it whiplashed, and hit me in the eye. I examined it, got the packaging out of the bin, and had a look to see if there was any kind of warning. There was no warning. Where there's blame, there's a claim. So,
it could be worse.
Well, go on.
You could have hit somebody else in the eye.
No, how would that be worse? That would be them getting hit
because
in the eye.
Embarrassing.
And not me getting it. Embarrassment against terrible pain and spaghetti sauce in the eye. I think it's a one-horse race. It's an O-H-R.
Have you never cut into something that's very difficult to cut into when you're...
Your conversation?
In,
sorry,
in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Cut into something, you know, you're in good company in a restaurant and you're cutting something that's difficult.
Yeah.
And, of course, suddenly... It launches itself onto somebody else's table.
Well, actually, you're quite right. I think we should change this to food-related trauma, because I remember being in the National Film Theatre. That'll be the NFT. And I was about 18. And I thought I was in pretty swank company. I didn't realise any hobbledehoy could pitch up and pay their £6 a month and get sent the brochure and you never go again. So I had one of those little pots, you know, the creamer pots for coffees, those little plastic pots.
Oh yes.
I had no idea how you opened those. So I thought if I pushed my thumb into it, it would somehow give away gently, and I would be able to. I pushed it in, it went like that. It just exploded. And either side of me, I swear, were Richard Wattish this side, and I'd know George the third the other. The two most haughty men I've ever seen in my life turned round. In my imagination, they had monocles on. And they, sir! And I just pushed my thumb into this thing. There's food-related trauma, isn't it, Alice? That's what you're talking about.
But George the third was mad anyway, so he
was... No, he wasn't. He had an illness.
No, okay.
You've seen the film. You've seen Alan Bennett's screenplay, if that's a sentence.
I saw the film, yes, in which he was portrayed as being congenitally insane, I think.
And deliciously had I think the greatest verbal tick in any film. What? What, Alice? What?
Yes.
Hey. There's a verbal tick. If I could remember to do that. If this morning people are going to help me out, if you're going to call in on any subject, try and put either hey or what at the end of a sentence, and we'll send you an extra prize. Because if somebody rings you and goes, hello Dan, I've got a food-related injury, what? Happened to be in a restaurant, hey. That's tough to do.